Allah does not like evil words to be uttered, except by someone who is truly wronged. Allah hears all and knows all. If you do good deeds, openly or in private, or forgive an evil, then surely Allah is pardoning, powerful. Those who deny Allah and His Rasul, and those who intend to draw a line between Allah and His Rasuls, saying, "We believe in some and reject the rest," desiring to take a middle way between belief and unbelief, these are the real unbelievers, and we have prepared for such unbelievers a humiliating punishment. As for those who believe in Allah and His Rasuls, and do not discriminate between any of them, we shall soon give them their due rewards. Allah is forgiving, merciful. The people of the book ask you to bring down for them a book from heaven. From Musa they demanded an even harder miracle than that. They asked him, "Make us see Allah with our own eyes." As a result of their wickedness, the thunderbolt overtook them. Then they took the calf for worship after receiving clear revelations. After all that, we still pardoned them and gave to Musa clear authority. We lifted the Mount of Tur over them and took the covenant from them that they will obey our commandments. On another occasion, we commanded them to enter the gates prostrating in humility. Yet on another occasion, we commanded them not to transgress in the matter of the Sabbath, and took a solemn commitment from them. After all this, they still broke their covenant, rejected the revelation of Allah, killed the prophets unjustly. Yet they say, "Our hearts are in secure wrappings, which have preserved Allah's word. We need no more." Nay, it is Allah who has sealed their hearts on account of their disbelief. They have no faith except a little. They went in their unbelief to such an extent that they uttered terrible slander against Miriam. They even say, "We have killed the Messiah, Isa, son of Miriam, the Rasul of Allah," whereas in fact, neither did they kill him, nor did they crucify him. But they thought they did, because the matter was made dubious for them. Those who differ therein are only in doubt. They have no real knowledge. They follow nothing but merely a conjecture. Certainly they did not kill him. Nay, the fact is that Allah took him up to himself. Allah is mighty, wise. There is none of the people of the book but will believe in this fact before his death, and on the day of resurrection, Jesus will bear witness against them. Because of the iniquity of those who call themselves Jews, their hindering of many people from the way of Allah, taking of usury in spite of its prohibition, and cheating others of their properties, we made many wholesome things unlawful which were formerly lawful for them. We have prepared a painful punishment for those among them who reject faith. However, those among them who are well grounded in knowledge, and those who truly believe in what has been revealed to you, O Muhammad, and other prophets before you, establishes Salah, pays Zakah, and believes in Allah and the Last Day, will soon be given a mighty reward. O Muhammad, we have sent revelations to you, just as we sent to Nuh and the prophets who came after him. We also sent revelations to Ibrahim, Ismail, Isaac, Yaqub, his descendants Isa, Ayub, Yunus, Harun, and Suleiman, and to Daud we gave the Psalms. Revelations were also sent to those Rasuls whom we have already mentioned to you, and to those whose name we have not mentioned. To Musa, Allah spoke directly. All these Rasuls conveyed good news to mankind and admonished them so that after conveying the message through the Rasuls, people should have no excuse to plead against Allah. Allah is mighty, wise. People may or may not believe it, but Allah bears witness that what He has sent to you O Muhammad, He has sent with His own knowledge, and so do the angels, though only Allah's testimony is sufficient. Those who reject faith and hinder others from the way of Allah have indeed strayed far away from the path. Surely Allah will neither forgive those who reject faith and act unjustly, nor guide them to any way other than the path of hell, wherein they will live forever. And this is easy for Allah. O mankind, the Rasul has brought you the truth from your Rabb, so believe in it. It is for your own benefit. If you disbelieve, then you should know that to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and in the earth. Allah is the knowledgeable, wise. O people of the book, do not transgress the limits of your religion. Speak nothing but the truth about Allah. The Messiah, Isa, the son of Miriam, was no more than a Rasul of Allah, and his word, be, which he bestowed on Miriam, and a spirit from him which took the shape of a child in her womb. So believe in Allah and his Rasuls, and do not say Trinity. Stop saying that. It is better for you. Allah is only one deity. He is far above from the need of having a son. To him belongs all that is in the heavens and in the earth. Allah alone is sufficient for protection. The Messiah never disdained to be the worshipper of Allah, nor do the angels who are nearest to Allah. Whosoever disdains his worship and is arrogant will be brought before him altogether. As for those who have faith and do righteous deeds, he will pay them their due compensation and give them more on his own from his grace. But he will inflict painful punishment on those who are disdainful and arrogant, and they will find none to protect or help them besides Allah. O mankind, there has come to you convincing proof of truth from your Rabb. We have sent to you a glorious light that shows you the right way clearly. Now those who believe in Allah and hold fast to him, Allah will soon cover them with his mercy and grace and will show them the right way to himself. They ask you for a legal decision relating to inheritance in the case of a childless person. Say, Allah gives you his decision about those who leave no descendants or ascendants as heirs. If a man dies childless and leaves behind a sister, she shall inherit one half of his estate. If a woman dies childless, her brother will inherit all of her estate. If the childless person leaves behind two sisters, they both shall inherit two-thirds of his estate. But if he leaves more than two brothers and sisters, the share of each male shall be equal to that of two females. Thus Allah makes his commandments clear to you, lest you go astray. Allah has perfect knowledge of everything. Surah Al-Ma'idah. O believers, fulfill your contract obligations. All four-legged animals from livestock are lawful to you, other than those which are hereby announced. However, do not violate the prohibition of hunting while you are in ihram. Indeed, Allah orders whatever he pleases. O believers, do not violate the sanctity of the symbols of Allah, the sacred month, the animals brought for sacrifice, the garlands that mark such animals, and those people visiting the sacred house to seek the grace and good pleasure of their Rabb. When you put off your ihram, then you are allowed to hunt. Let not the hatred of some people who once hindered you from the sacred mosque incite you to commit transgression. Cooperate with one another in righteousness and piety, and do not cooperate in sin and transgression. Have fear of Allah. Allah is stern in punishment. You are forbidden to eat the meat of any animal that dies by itself. Blood, the flesh of swine, and that on which any name other than Allah has been invoked. Also that which is strangled to death, killed by a violent blow, killed by a headlong fall, and of those beaten or gored to death, and that which has been partly eaten by a wild animal, unless you are able to slaughter it before its death. Also that which is sacrificed on altars, or is divided by raffling of arrows. All these are sinful acts. Today the unbelievers have given up all their hope of vanquishing your religion. Have no fear of them. Fear me. Today I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and approved al-Islam as a deen. Anyone who is compelled by hunger to eat what is forbidden, not intending to commit sin, will find Allah forgiving, merciful. They ask you what food is lawful for them. Say, all good clean things are lawful for you, as well as what you have taught your hunting birds and beasts to catch, trained by you with the knowledge given to you by Allah. Eat what they catch and hold for you. However, pronounce the name of Allah over it. Have fear of Allah. Allah is swift in settling the accounts. Today, all good clean things have been made lawful for you, and the food of the people of the book is also made lawful for you, and your food is made lawful for them. Likewise, marriage with chaste, free-believing women, and also chaste women among the people who were given the book before you, is made lawful for you, provided that you give them their dowries and desire chastity, neither committing fornication nor taking them as mistresses. Anyone who commits kufr with iman, all his good deeds will be in vain, and in the hereafter he will be one of the losers. O believers, when you rise up for salah, wash your faces and your hands as far as the elbows, wipe your heads with wet hands, and wash your feet to the ankles. If you had an emission of semen, then take a full bath. However, if you are sick or on a journey, or you have used the toilet, or you had intercourse with your women, and you do not find any water, then resort to tayammum. Find clean soil and rub your faces and hands with it. Allah does not wish to burden you. He only wishes to purify you and to perfect His favor upon you so that you may be thankful. Allah did in fact make a covenant with the children of Israel and appointed 12 chieftains from among them and said, I am with you if you establish salah, pay zakah, believe in my rasuls, support them, and give a generous loan to Allah, I will certainly forgive you your sins and admit you to gardens beneath which rivers flow. However, if any one of you after this violates this covenant, he will indeed go astray from the right way. Even after that, they broke their covenant. As a result, we laid on them our curse and hardened their hearts. They tampered with words out of their context and neglected much of what they were enjoined. You will always find most of them deceitful, except for a few of them. Yet forgive them and overlook their misdeeds. Allah loves those who are kind to others. Likewise, we also made a covenant with those who call themselves Christians, but they too have neglected much of what they were enjoined. As a result, we stirred among them enmity and hatred, which will last till the day of resurrection, and soon Allah will inform them all of what they have done. O people of the book, now our Rasul has come to you to reveal much of what you have concealed from the holy books, and to pass over much which is no longer necessary. There has come to you from Allah a new light and a clear book, with which Allah will guide to the ways of peace all those who seek His good pleasure and bring them out of the depth of darkness into the light of His grace, and guide them to the right way. Indeed, those have committed kufr who say, God is the Messiah, son of Miriam. O Muhammad, ask them, who has the power to prevent Allah if He chose to destroy the Messiah, the son of Miriam, his mother, and all that is in the earth? Allah has the sovereignty over the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them. He creates what He pleases, and has power over everything. The Jews and the Christians say, we are the children of Allah and His beloved ones. Ask them, why then does He punish you for your sins? Nay, in fact, you are human beings like others which He has created. He forgives whom He pleases, and He punishes whom He pleases. To Allah belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them, and to Him is the final refuge. O people of the book, indeed our Rasul has now come to you, making clear to you the teaching of the right way, after a long break in the series of the Rasuls, so that you may not be able to say, no one has come to give us good news or to warn us. Now someone has come to give you good news and warn you. So listen to him. Allah has power over everything. Ponder upon the incident when Musa said to his people, O my people, remember the favors which Allah has bestowed upon you. He has raised prophets from among you, made you kings, and gave you that which had not been given to anyone in the worlds. O my people, enter the holy land which Allah has assigned for you. Do not turn back, because if you do, you will become losers. They said, O Musa, a nation of giants live in there. We will not set foot in it until they leave. As soon as they leave, we will be ready to enter. Thereupon, two Allah-fearing men upon whom Allah had bestowed His grace said, Attack directly at the city gate. Once you enter it, you will surely be victorious. Put your trust in Allah if you are really believers. They replied, O Musa, we will never enter it so long as they remain therein. Therefore, both you and your Rabb should go and fight. We will stay here. Hearing this, Musa prayed, O my Rabb, I have no control over anyone except myself and my brother. Please, set us apart from these disobedient people. Allah responded, Very well. They are forbidden this land for 40 years. During this time they will wander homeless on the earth. So do not grieve for these disobedient people. Recite to them in all truth the story of Adam's two sons, how each offered a sacrifice, and how the offering of one was accepted, while that of the other was not. The latter said, I will kill you. The former replied, Allah only accepts the sacrifice from the righteous. Even if you stretch your hand to kill me, I shall not stretch my hand to slay you, for I fear Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. I intend to let you bear the burden of my sins as well as yours, and thus become an inmate of the fire, which is the reward for wrongdoers. The latter's soul prompted him to kill his brother. He killed him, and thus became one of the losers. Then Allah sent a raven, which dug the ground to show him how to bury the dead body of his brother. Alas, he cried, I failed even to be like this raven to find some way to dispose of the dead body of my brother. So he became full of regrets. On account of that incident, we ordained for the children of Israel that whoever kills a person except as a punishment for murder or mischief in the land, it will be written in his book of deeds as if he had killed all the human beings on the surface of the earth. And whoever will save a life shall be regarded as if he gave life to all the human beings on the surface of the earth. Yet even though our Rasuls came to them one after the other with clear revelations, it was not long before many of them committed excesses in the land. The punishment for those who wage war against Allah and His Rasul and strive to create mischief in the land is death, or crucifixion, or the cutting off of hands and feet from opposite sides, or exile from the land, based on the gravity of their offense. This will be their humiliation in this world, and in the hereafter they will have grievous punishment, except those who repent before you apprehend them. In such a case, you should know that Allah is forgiving, merciful. O believers, fear Allah and seek the means to be closer to Him, and make jihad in His way so that you may be successful. As for those who are unbelievers, if they have everything that the earth contains, or twice as much to offer as ransom to redeem themselves from the punishment of the day of resurrection, it will not be accepted from them, and they shall have a painful punishment. They will desire to get out of the fire, but will not be able to do so, and they shall have an everlasting punishment. Male or female, whoever is guilty of theft, cut off the hand of either of them as a punishment for their crime. This is exemplary punishment ordained by Allah. Allah is mighty, wise. But whoever repents after committing the crime and reforms his conduct, Allah will surely turn to him with forgiveness. Allah is forgiving, merciful. Don't you know that Allah has sovereignty over the heavens and the earth? He may punish whom He pleases and forgive whom He pleases. Allah has power over everything. O Rasul, do not grieve for those who plunge headlong into unbelief, those who say with their tongues, "We believe," but have no faith in their hearts. And do not grieve for those Jews who listen to lies and spy for other people who had never come to you. They tamper with the words of Allah and take them out of their context and say, "If you are given such and such commandment, accept it. But if it is other than this, reject it." If Allah intends to put anyone to trial, you have no authority in the least to save him from Allah. Such people are those whose hearts Allah does not desire to purify. They will have humiliation in this world and a grievous punishment in the hereafter. That is because they listen to falsehood and eat what is forbidden. Therefore, if they come to you with their cases, you may judge between them or refuse to do so. Even if you refuse, they will not be able to harm you in the least. But if you do act as a judge, judge between them with fairness, for Allah loves those who judge with fairness. But why do they come to you for judgment when they have the Torah, which contains Allah's commandments? Yet they turn back after that. In fact, they are not true believers. Indeed, we revealed the Torah to Moses, in which there is guidance and light. By its laws, all the prophets who were Muslims judged those who called themselves Jews, and so did the rabbis and the jurists of law. They were entrusted the protection of Allah's book, and they themselves were witnesses. Have no fear of people. Fear me, and do not sell my revelations for a petty price. Those who do not judge by the law which Allah has revealed are indeed kafirs. We ordained in the Torah for them a life for a life, an eye for an eye, a nose for a nose, an ear for an ear, a tooth for a tooth, and for a wound, an equal retaliation. But if anyone remits the retaliation by way of charity, it will be an act of atonement for him. Those who do not judge by the law which Allah has revealed, they are the wrongdoers. Then in the footsteps of those prophets, we sent Isa, the son of Miriam, confirming whatever remained intact from the Torah in his time, and gave him the Injil, wherein was guidance and light, corroborating what was revealed in the Torah, a guidance and an admonition for those who fear Allah. Therefore, let the people who follow the Injil judge by the law which Allah has revealed therein. Those who do not judge by the law which Allah has revealed, they are the transgressors. To you, O Muhammad, we have revealed this book with truth. It confirms whatever has remained intact in the scriptures which came before it, and also to safeguard it. Therefore, judge between people according to Allah's revelations, and do not yield to their vain desires, diverging from the truth which has come to you. We have ordained a law and a way of life for each of you. If Allah wanted, He could have made all of you a single nation, but He willed otherwise, in order to test you in what He has given you. Therefore, try to excel one another in good deeds. Ultimately, you all shall return to Allah. Then He will show you the truth of those matters in which you dispute. So, O Muhammad, pronounce judgment among them according to the law which Allah has revealed, and do not follow their vain desires. And beware of them, lest they tempt you away from a part of that which Allah has revealed to you. If they reject your judgment, then know that it is Allah's wish to scourge them for some of their sins. In fact, most of the people are transgressors. By rejecting the divine law, do they wish to be judged by the laws of ignorance? Who is a better judge than Allah for those who believe in Him? O believers, take neither Jews nor Christians as your protecting friends. They are only protecting friends of one another. Whoever of you disobeys this commandment will be counted as one of them. Surely Allah does not guide the wrongdoers. You see that those who have the disease of hypocrisy in their hearts move around in their camp saying, "We fear lest a turn of fortune strike us." But soon when Allah gives you victory or a decision according to His will, they will regret what they are hiding in their hearts. At that time, the believers will say, "Are these the same people who solemnly swore by Allah that they would stand beside you?" As a result, all their deeds will be voided, and they will become losers. O believers, whoever among you renounce Islam, let them do so. Soon Allah will replace them with others whom He will love, and they will love Him, who will be humble towards the believers, mighty against the unbelievers, striving hard in the way of Allah, and will have no fear of reproach from any critic. Now this is the grace of Allah which He bestows on whom He pleases. Allah has boundless knowledge. Your real protecting friends are Allah, His Rasul, and the fellow believers, the ones who establish Salah, pay Zakah, and bow down humbly before Allah. Whoever makes Allah, His Rasul, and the fellow believers His protecting friends must know that Allah's party will surely be victorious. O believers, do not make your protecting friends those from among the people who were given the book before you and the unbelievers who have made your religion a mockery or pastime. Fear Allah if you are true believers. When you call for Salah, they make it an object of mockery and pastime. This is because they are people devoid of understanding. Tell them, "O people of the book, what makes you against us other than that we believe in Allah and in what has been revealed to us and what was revealed before? The fact is that most of you are rebellious transgressors." Ask them, "Should I tell you of those who will have even worse than this in retribution from Allah? They are those whom Allah has cursed, who have incurred His wrath, some of whom were turned into apes and pigs, who worship Tagut. These are worse in rank and far more astray from the right way. When they come to you, they say, 'We believe,' but in fact, unbelievers they came and unbelievers they depart. Allah knows fully well what they hide in their hearts. You will see many of them try to beat each other in sin and rancor, and they consume what is unlawful. Evil indeed is what they do. Why don't their rabbis and the jurists of laws forbid them from uttering sinful words and eating unlawful things? Evil indeed are their deeds. The Jews say, 'Allah's hand is tied up.' Nay, their own hands will be tied up, and they will be cursed for what they utter. Both of His hands are free. However, He spends as He pleases. The fact is that the revelations that have come to you from Allah will surely make many of them increase in their wickedness and unbelief. We have stirred among them enmity and hatred till the day of resurrection. Every time they kindle the fire of war, Allah extinguishes it. Now they are striving to spread mischief in the land. Allah does not love those who do mischief. If instead of this rebellious attitude, the people of the book had believed and become God-fearing, we would certainly have removed their iniquities and admitted them to gardens of bliss. If they would have observed the laws of Torah and the Injil and other revelations which were sent to them from their Rabb, they would have certainly enjoyed abundance from above and from beneath. Though there are some among them on the moderate course, yet most of them do nothing but evil. O Rasul, deliver the message which has been revealed to you from your Rabb, and if you do not, you are not doing justice to your mission. Allah will protect you from the mischief of the people. Rest assured that Allah will not let the unbelievers succeed against you. Tell them, O people of the book, you have no ground to stand on unless you observe the Torah, Injil, and other revelations that have come to you from your Rabb. This revelation which has come to you from your Rabb will surely increase the rebellion and disbelief of many of them, but you should not grieve for the disbelievers. Rest assured that the believers, the Jews, the Sabaeans, and the Christians, whoever believes in Allah in the last day and does righteous deeds, will have nothing to fear, or to regret. Certainly we took a covenant from the children of Israel and sent them rasuls. Whenever there came to them a rasul with a message that did not suit their fancies, they either called him an impostor or they put him to death. They thought no affliction would follow, so they acted blind and deaf. Yet Allah, in extreme mercy, accepted their repentance. But again, many acted blind and deaf towards the message of Allah. Allah is observant of their actions. Certainly they have disbelieved who say, Allah is Christ, the son of Miriam, while Christ himself said, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Rabb and your Rabb. Whoever commits shirk, Allah will deny him the paradise, and the hellfire will be his home. There will be no helper for the wrongdoers. Certainly they are unbelievers who say, Allah is one of three in a trinity. There is no God except one Allah. If they do not stop saying what they say, a painful punishment will befall the disbelievers among them. Will they not then turn to Allah and seek his forgiveness? Allah is forgiving, merciful. Christ, the son of Miriam, was no more than a rasul. Many rasuls had already passed away before him. His mother was a truthful woman. They both ate earthly food like other human beings. See how the revelations are made clear to them to know the reality, yet see how they ignore the truth. Ask them, would you worship besides Allah someone who can neither harm nor benefit you, while Allah is he who hears all and knows all? Tell them, O people of the book, do not transgress the bounds of truth in your religion, and do not yield to the fancies of those people who went astray before you. They misled many others, and have themselves strayed away from the right way. Those who disbelieved from among the children of Israel were cursed by the tongue of Daud and Isa, the son of Miriam, because they disobeyed and committed excesses. They would not forbid one another from committing iniquities. Evil indeed were their deeds. As you can see, many of them are taking the side of the unbelievers. Evil is that which their souls have sent forth for them for the hereafter, because they have incurred the wrath of Allah. So in punishment they are going to live forever. Had they believed in Allah, in the Prophet, and in what was revealed to him, they would have never taken unbelievers as their protecting friends instead of believers. But most of them are rebellious transgressors. You will find the most violent in enmity to the believers are the Jews and the Mushrikeen. And the nearest in affection to the believers are those who say, we are Christians. That is because among them there are men that are priests and monks who do not behave arrogantly. You will find the most violent in enmity to the believers are the Jews and the Mushrikeen. And the nearest in affection to the believers are those who say, we are Christians. That is because among them there are men that are priests and monks who do not behave arrogantly.